Employees of the regional EPA office in Boston and environmental activists protested today against President Trump's proposed cuts to the agency. And as WGBH Radio's Craig LaMolt reports, the federal workers put aside their usual reluctance to step into politics.
Strong EPA! Let's march!
More than 50 EPA workers and supporters marched from the agency's regional headquarters in Post Office Square to voice anger about Trump's funding cuts. Ann Rodney administers grants to states and has worked at the EPA for 30 years.
We're marching to the State House and then around to the Common because the current cuts that the president has in his current budget are draconian. And it will prevent EPA from doing its job.
The White House budget would cut EPA spending by 31%, although Congress still has to weigh in. Kimberly Keckler works in the Superfund program and has been with the agency for over three decades.
Certainly with every administration, there are changes in our priorities, but nothing like this, where the whole agency is under attack. I've never seen anything like it.
Keckler says she thinks the public is on their side, but
I wish there would be more public involvement and people speaking out and in praise of some of the things they want to keep.
EPA strong! EPA strong!
Tom Olivier, an EPA attorney whose work focuses on the Clean Air Act, rejects the criticism leveled at the agency by President Trump.
It's a myth that cleaning up the environment and being in compliance is bad for business, bad for America, bad for employees, bad for anybody. And the work we do, we try to find successful resolutions that everyone can live with and that the companies can abide by and prosper by. And that's been my experience for 28 years.
Strong EPA!
Olivier says he doesn't believe Trump's claim that a lot of environmental regulations can and should be handled by states.
With the kind of budget cuts that are being proposed, we won't be able to do state oversight, and our states in New England have been cutting their personnel and their staff enormously over the past few years. So the states are not in a position to take over what we're doing.
For Sandra Petrakis, the administration's actions have already gotten in the way of her work at the EPA. She finished grad school in August and at the beginning of the year had a tentative offer to work at the EPA.
And in January, on day one of Trump's presidency, he signed the executive order instating the hiring freeze.
She'd been waiting to see if the job might still materialize and got an email just last week
that was saying the tentative offers have been rescinded.
She's still looking for a job. The workers were joined on their march by environmental advocates from groups like the Sierra Club, as well as faith leaders from several religions. One of them was Unitarian Universalist minister Fred Small from the Arlington Street Church in Boston, who led the crowd in a spiritual that called out the EPA's new administrator, who frequently sued the agency when he was Oklahoma Attorney General.
Ain't gonna let Scott Pruitt turn me around, turn me around.
Abby Swain works for an EPA program that incentivizes shipping and transportation companies to save fuel and reduce greenhouse gases. She says marching, carrying signs, and shouting definitely puts her and her colleagues out of their comfort zone. But she says it's important for the public to see this.
You know, we've got to see that normal sort of nerdy people, you know, go out and put their, you know, their wallflower tendencies aside to do what needs to be done. And everyone should take a little bit of responsibility to speak up.
For these workers, it meant a more active lunch hour than usual.
So thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
And with that, they handed off their signs and headed back inside the EPA regional office to get back to work. Craig LaMolt, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.